Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder, gutavach Stephen. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Stephen, Rav Yosef. Today's daf was Yuma Daf Chaf. We're going to pick it up on the Mishnah on Yutessim and Beis on the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Bikesh Leis Namnein. So it was only natural that the night of Leil Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, started dozing off. Pirchei Kuna Makan Lefon of Be'etzvat Zerada. So the young Kohanim would snap. They would snap in front of him, Be'etzvat Zerada, with the Gemara is going to say, Esvat Zerada is actually your pointer. Others say it means your middle finger, because it's very, you can't really snap with your pointer, but your middle finger you can. But Etzbat Sarada, it means really the pointer. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Omrim Lo, and they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, Amod V'Hafeg Achas Al HaRitzpah. Now, Rashi says over here that he's actually telling him two things. When I learned this Mishnah as a kid, I always thought it was only one thing. But Rashi says not that way. Amod v'hafeg. So first of all, stand up and let your feet touch the cold floor so you don't fall asleep. That's the first thing. And then, achas al haritzba. In addition to that, we want you to do something interesting on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll see what achas means in a second. Yeah, we're going to get to that. They would do this also. That's the way they started, but apparently after the shiur, by the end of the shiur, he was ready. You know, the shiur wouldn't help anymore. You know, the shiur only lasted a certain amount of time. So we'll see what exactly they told him to do with this achas al haritzba. U'ma'asikin osar ashe giyaz man hashchita. They would keep him occupied until the time of the shchita of the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. Right. So again, Amod V'Hafeg means go and get yourself cold so you keep yourself awake. And Achas Al HaRitzba, the Gemara is going to explain, Rashi explains, that they asked him a particular trick. They told him he should do something, a trick. So some people say, a hafeg means to like amuse us. Some say it means to reject, as in to reject your drowsiness. Others say it means to amuse us. Rashi seems to say both. They told him to walk around and wake up to get rid of their drowsiness. And also, to keep them awake, they asked him to do a particular trick. Some say hafeg means to get rid of the drowsiness. Achas means one more thing, a certain trick. Or achas means unique. That's what others say. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain it. Says the Gemara, Mait Sarada. What do you mean he would snap? With which finger? Which finger would it snap? Amar Rav Yehuda, Sarasa Dida. The Tsara means like a co-wife in Yevamos. It means the rival, meaning the finger next to the thumb. The finger next to the thumb. Mahi, which finger is the one that it's next to? Gudo, the one next to the thumb. So therefore, it is the pointer, the index finger. Machvi Ravuna demonstrated a snap. V'azil kala b'chule be'rav. He was so good at snapping, it went throughout the entire base medrash. So Rashi says that somehow they're able to do it with the index finger. Now, if you and I would try 100 times to snap with your index finger, it doesn't make any sound. But apparently Rav Huna was able to do that. But others, Tosis Yishanim, the Ritva, Tosis the Menachos, all say no. The Tzrad is actually the middle finger. Viharaya, they say, go try to make a noise with the first finger. You can't do it. It means the middle finger. So it means the rival. So what do you mean it's the Tsara, it's the co-wife? So we thought Tsara means the one right next to it. No, it means it's the rival. That's what some say, Tosis Yontif says. It competes with the index finger for the attention of the thumb. whatever that means exactly. But anyway, it means one or the other. Okay, let's continue. V'omrim lo ishikon gadlo hafeg achas al ritzpa. Amar Yitzhak, al chadas. See, this achas is al chadas. Show us a trick. Show us a unique move. Mayhi, what did they ask him to show them? Amrile achve kida. Show us how to do kida. What's kida? Vayikoda am vayishtachavu. Kida means a way of like bowing down at your waist and being able to kiss the ground while you're standing by only leaning on your thumbs. That's what kida is. That's quite a trick. So in order to keep them awake, they told them, do kida. Umasigino sawachi gizman shchito. How would they occupy him for the last half of the night? Tana lo yomasigino so lo be nevel velo bechinar, not with a harp or a flute, elabape. They sang with their mouths. Using the voice keeps people awake even more than listening. Some say they would snap out a beat with the snapping, and they would sing to the beat. Umehayu omrim, what would they sing? Im Hashem lo yivna bayis shav am lubonav bo. Hashem is not going to keep his Beis HaMikdash built if the people don't do the right service. And they were saying this to him, that he better be careful to do the avodah l'shem shamayim, he shouldn't mess it up. Miyakire Yerushalayim. Some of the prominent people of Yerushalayim wouldn't sleep all night long, so that the Kohen Gadol would hear the sound of their voices, Bepashtas learning, so that he wouldn't fall asleep. They would stay up all night, you know, learning. Now, some say, Tanya Bashal Omar Af Bigvulan Ayuosin King. Even outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside of Yerushalayim, they would stay awake all night on Yom Kippur night. Zecher LeMikdash, to commemorate what was happening in Beis HaMikdash. Apparently, some people even nowadays have a minug to stay up all night on Yom Kippur night. There is such a minug. It comes from this. Ella, but apparently, the reason why most of us don't have this minhag, apparently it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, saying Tehillim, right? Some people say Shir HaYichud, Shir HaKavod. But the Gemara says that when they had this practice, El Shayu Chotim, can you imagine this? They would sin. That in some places, they would stay up all night, instead of staying up all night learning Torah, they would stay up all night socializing with the women on Yom Kippur night, and this would lead them to sin. Unbelievable. This practice of staying up all night and hanging out with the women on Yom Kippur night happened in Narda. Damele Eliyahu Rav Yehuda, Achud Rav Salah Chasida Eliyahu Anavi, the Pashtus, said to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah Chasida, Amrisu Amai Loasi Mashiach. You always wonder, why is Mashiach still not here? V'ha, in the Yom Kippur, well, today is Yom Kippur, v'ibl kama besulta ben arda. And a number of besulos women, had relations on Yom Kippur night in Nardoi because they were socializing and people would pair off and have relations. Unbelievable. Amar lei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Amar. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond to this, that the people on the night of Yom Kippur are having illicit relations with Besulas? Amalei Eliyahu Anavi answered him, La Pesach Chatos Rovetz. That a person's Yetzahara is so powerful, it like Mamish is standing right at your door to be able to try to mess you up. Well, certainly then, look at the next line, Mordechai. For Satan, my Amar, what does the Satan say about this? Amar Lei, Satan biyom etikipur last day b'shusa lastune. The Satan, it's interesting, we always thought who's Satan, who Yetzihara. But here the Gemara splits. The Yetzihara was working overtime on Yom Kippur night, but the Satan has no power on Yom Kippur. Memai, how do you know this? Amarayim Brachama, ha-Satan, b'gamashia, t'las me'er v'shisan ha-ba'avi. The word ha-Satan, all over Tanakh, whenever you have the word Satan, it's ha-Satan. Is gamashia 364. T'las me'er v'shisan ha-ba'avi, yom me'isle v'shusan ha-stune. 364 days out of the year, the Satan has the power to prosecute. B'yom etikipur, lesle v'shusan ha-stune. However, Yom Kippur, on day number 365, the Satan has no power. Good question. I was wondering about that myself. There's a famous Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Parak Mem Vav, that indicates not only does the Satan not have the koach to be mastin on Yom Kippur, but the Satan himself actually says nice things about Klal Yisrael and Yom Kippur. The Satan says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at these people. They're not eating. They're not drinking. They're davening in shul all day long. They're like malachim. They're not wearing leather shoes. They have one foot because like malachim, their mom is standing with their feet together. The whole Yom Kippur, I have nothing to say. You got to be meichel them. As Isaac and Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. So not only does the Satan not have the power to be mastin in Yom Kippur, the Satan actually defends Klal Yisrael in Yom Kippur. Wow. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. B'chol yom tarmen es ha-mizbeach. B'kriyas ha-gever o samach lo. Bein lefanav bein la'achrav. This is called the Trumas Hadeshen. They would take some ashes off the mizbeach and bring it down to the east side of the Kevesh. Trumas Hadeshen. They would always do this at Kriyas HaGever. The Gemara is going to explain two explanations what Kriyas HaGever means. When I was a kid, we always learned it meant the rooster. But the Gemara is going to present two opinions. Either there was a crier, a man, a gever, a gavra. A man, the Beis HaMikdash, his job was to wake everybody up. He was the vecker. There was a vecker in Beis HaMikdash. He was a crier. He had a strong voice. We learned about him earlier. Or it was the rooster. Anyway, they would either do it right at that time, or a little before it, or a little afterwards. Over Yom Kippur mechatzos, Yom Kippur, because there was so much to do, they backed it up. They would do the Trumas Hadeshen all the way back by chatzos. Chatzos halayla. Over Galim mashmor rishona, on Yontif, where everybody brought their all their karbanos re'iyah and all the things, they backed it up even more. From 10 p.m. on a perfect 6th day, at the end of the first watching, this refers to the watching of the angels. There were three watches that the angels split the night into, 6 to 10, 10 to 2, and 2 to 6, on a perfect 6th day. And there were also watches in the Beis HaMikdash. V'lohaysa kriyas ha-geber magas ha-jeis ha-zarim aleyam Yisrael. On Yontif, by the time the rooster was cock-a-doodle-doing, or by the time the Gever, the Vecker, was yelling and screaming, the entire Azara was already filled with people getting to Yerushalayim early, because right after the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, they would all bring all of their Karbanos for Yontif. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah in Zvachim, Evarim Shepaku Me'agabe Mizbeach. Let's say you're burning the fats in the limbs of a carbon, and in the middle of the night, there's an explosion, whatever it is, not an explosion, but the fire on the Mizbeach, it ended up, you know, crackled, whatever it was, the fire caused a piece of the meat of the carbon to be chucked off the Mizbeach. Koidim chatzos yachsir. If it got chucked before chatzos, you got to bring it back. Umalan ben, it's still subject to me'ila. La'acha chatzos, if it got chucked after chatzos, lo yachsir. You don't have to bring it back, it was already burnt enough. Ve'ein mo'alimbem, no more mila, because kol davar shenasas mitzvaso, ein mo'alimbem. Once the mitzvah's been done with it, there's no more mila. Frank the Gemara Minani Mili. From where do we know these words? Amar Rav. So Rav said, we learn it from this. Kasev Echad Oimer Kol HaLaila VeHiktir. One pasuk says the meat's got to be burnt all night. VeKasev Echad Oimer. And another pasuk says Kol HaLaila VeHirim. You could do Chumas Hadeshin from it the whole night. You could do Chumas Hadeshin from it the whole night. Says the Gemara. So the first pasuk sounds like you got to leave it all night. Second pasuk says that no. As long as it was there, you could begin the separation as long as it was there a little bit. HaKeitzad, how can we resolve this stira? Chalkeu, divide the night in half. Chetzio laktar v'chetzio laram. The first half of the night, it's got to be burning. Once the second half starts, we could begin. So then the mitzvah is done. And then we could begin Trumas Hadeshin. Ask the Gemara Masi Rav Kahana. What about our Mishnah? What does it say in our Mishnah? B'chol yom tanan samizbeach b'kriyas gevro samachla. Every day they would do Trumas Hadeshin around the morning. Bein mefana bein melacharov uvu yom akipurim mechatzos. On Yom Kippur, they did it from Chatzos. Uvaragala Mashmora Rishona. On Yantif, they did it even earlier, even before Chatzos. Says the Gemara. If you tell me that there's a Dindo Raisa, you can only do it from Chatzos. Heichim Akdabinon. On Yantif, how could you do it already from 10? And how could you delay it if the mitzvah is really from Chatzos? How can you delay it on a regular weekday all the way till the morning? Even though it would be okay, what about Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzos? That's the way Tosis writes. Amay Machrinle, they'll look at the last line of the Tosis. Amay Machrinle, the Chatchila Kros HaGever. Why would they wait all the way until the morning? Says the Gemara, you're right. So this can't be the source. Elam, Rav Yerichan, Rav Yerichan says, no, it's a different source. Mimashma Shenemar, Kol HaLaila, Ein Yodeh Shiu Ad Boker, Matam Ad Lomar Ad HaBoker. It already said, the Pasuk already said, Hi Ha'ola Al Mogda Al HaMizbech Kol HaLaila Ad HaBoker, Ve'ish HaMizbech Tukad Bo. So it already says Kol HaLaila. What do you got to add on Ad HaBoker? Tain Boker LeBokro Shalaila. There's another Boker. There's another Boker to the regular Boker. And that's the time that it ends. Chatzos. Makes sense that it's Chatzos. What other time is there before the Boker? So, makes sense that it's Chatzos. Hilkach. Bechol yom, tarmen samizbeach b'kriyas hagever, o samachlo, bein melfon, bein melachem, sagya. On a regular day. So, we do it at the regular Boker. But b'yom ha-kippurim, we're nervous that the Kohen Gadol is weak because he's going to have so much avodah to do that day. So, avdinon mechatzos. So then we back it up. We give another boker from chatzos. Uvaragalim, the nefisha yisrael, nefisha karbanos. There's so much going on. So then we go. Avdinon me'ashmoras arishona kidiktani taima, like we said, that there were so many people bringing the karbanos that we had to go even earlier. So it's not because you have a hard and fast rule that it's got to be after chatzos, but tein boker lebako shelaila. So, you know, is that that learned that, that din of Tain Broka Laboka Shalila? That pasuk teaches me that at midnight at Chatzos, if something falls off after Chatzos, you don't have to put it back on. But that's not it. There's not talking about Trumas Hadeshen at all. Trumas Hadeshen could be any time during the night. Trumas Hadeshen could be any time during the night. It's a different drasha. There's no drasha from Trumas Hadeshen. That could be any time during the night. Tain Boker LeBroker Shalila just says back it up one more Boker Chatzos, that anything that was falls off the Mizbeach before Chatzos, you got to put back on. But after Chatzos, you don't have to put it back on anymore. Oh, so what my Kriyas HaGever, says the Gemara, what is meant by Kriyas HaGever? Rav Amar Kara Gavra, there was a man who was the Beis HaMikdash Vekar, he was the Beis HaMikdash Crier, used to scream in the Beis HaMikdash telling everybody it's time to start the Avoda. Rav Shila Amar Kara Tarnagola. Rav Shila says, no, there was no Vekar. It was their rooster. By the way, I just want to point one thing out, just to keep in the back of your head. It's going to be relevant to tomorrow's daf and the next day's daf, just before we go further. We've said that on Yom Kippur, the reason why we do Trumas Nesh and Chatzos is because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol. Now, the simple pshat of that is that the Kohen Gadol was the one who had to do the Trumas Nesh. This is a major dispute whether or not the Kohen Gadol actually had to do every single avoda, including the Trumas Nesh on Yom Kippur. Tosus points us out in the bottom. Tosus, Mishem Chol Shad Kohen Gadol in Mechatzos Mashma Dafiu Trumas Hadeshen Yavodas Halayla. This was an avoda done the night before; it wasn't even done during the day. Eidik Sheir Elabo Ulahachim Akdimin Le Kedeshi Yanuach Ben Avodu Zil Avodas Hayom. That's why we do it earlier, because apparently it was very tedious to do the Trumas Hadeshen. We wanted to let him rest a little bit between the Trumas Hadeshen and starting the next avoda of the day. Veriva Pirish. The Loga seen in Kohen Gadol. The Riva says no. This was not, but it wasn't Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. He had a Girsa Dika Chulsha, not Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. Elahach Yasinan Mishem Chulsha the Kohen Kodem Sha Kohen Atorim Yehi Chalash the Kohen Gadol Torim Kain Lichshivei Lahad Tvila. The Tavla, we should have added an extra Tvila. So it doesn't mean Chulsha de Kohen Gadol. It doesn't mean Chulsha de Kohen Gadol. It means the Chulsha the Chulsha of the other Kohanim. Now, so what was the Chulsha? So Tosafot explained that although the other Kohanim did the actual Trumas Hadeshen, it had to be begun at Chatzos because a lot of time was needed to clear all the ashes and to burn all the carbonos that weren't fully cooked there. Had it begun too close to the morning, so it would have taken too long and it would have forced the Kohen Gadol to delay the Avoda, and therefore by the Kohen Gadol would be get pushed off, and by later in the fast when he was weak, he would be too weak from the fast, so he would have to do the avoda longer. So that's what it means. Even though somebody else, according to the Riva, Tosas explained, somebody else did the Trumas Hadeshen, but they still backed it up so that they could finish cleaning, so the Kohen Gadol could start on time. If they would do it later, the Kohen Gadol wouldn't start till later, and he would have Chulsha the Kohen Gadol later on. Okay, let's continue. So my kriyas together, Rav Amar Kara Gavra. It was a person who was the vekar. Rav Shila Amar Kara Tarnagola. It was a rooster. Rav Ikhlal Asid Rabbi Shila. Rav once visited the town of Rabbi Shila. He was a rabbi, and for some reason, he didn't even tell everybody who he was. He didn't want anybody to know who he was. Rav Shila had no translator, no Amora who would translate his shir into Aramaic for everybody to understand. So come Ravale. So Rav raised his hand and said, I can translate your shir. Nobody knew who he was. So Rav Shila said Kriyas Agever, and Rav translated it as a human being. Amalei Rav Shila, v'lei mamar kara tarnagola, why didn't you translate this as the call of the rooster? Amalei, abuv l'chari zemer l'gardoi lo mekablu amine. Abuv is a flute. A flute that played in front of chashuv people is not acceptable to the not-so-chashuv people. When Rav was Rabbi Chia's nephew on two sides, right? It's a gemara in the beginning of Psachim, right? Daf Dalit, I think. Tosa says that Rav was Bar Achye and Bar Achte, the Rabbi Chia. He was both the son of Rabbi Chia's brother and the son of Rabbi Chia's sister. They were half, Rabbi Chia's brother married, half brother married his half sister. Anyway, he was his uncle in two ways. So Rav says, when I translated for my uncle Rabbi Chia, Umufarshina Maikriyas Agever Kara Gavra, and I explained that it means that a human being called, V'loy Amali V'lo Midi, he didn't yell at me. Va'at Amisli Ema Kratar Nagola, and you're telling me that I got it translated as rooster. So by the fact that he told Rav Shila that he translated for Rabbi Chia, Rav Shila realized who it was, that he had the holy Amora Rav standing in front of him. So Amalei, Mar Niu Rav. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize you were Rav. Neinachmar, please sit down. I don't want to embarrass you by having you translate for me. You should sit down. You should say this year. Amalei, Amri Inche, Itagartle puts Amre. If you hired yourself out for somebody, you got to comb his wool. You know, once I agreed to do the job, I got to finish the job. I got to do what I said I'm going to do. Ikadami Hakamle. Some say he said like this: Malim Bakaydish Velo Moridin. I don't want you to put somebody up there who's not as good as me. Tani Kavasi Derav. Tani Kavasi Derabbi Shila. We have one brisa that supports Rav that Kriyas Agever means a human being. And one brisa that supports Rabbi Shila that Kriyas Agever is a rooster. Tani Kavasi Derav. Here it is. We learned this. Gvini Kruz Mao Omer. The first vecker in the Beis HaMikdash, his name was Gvini. Since the first guy who volunteered to do this was Gvine, from then on, everybody, all the future vekers in the Beis HaMikdash, all the future cries, they called all of them Gvine. So what did Gvine Cruz, here you see right away, it was a human being. What did he used to say every morning? Right? Kumu lavoides aboire. That's what he used to say. What did he say? He said, "Imdu kohanim lavoidaschem uluvim leduchanchem." Kohanim, wake up to do your avodah. Your levim to duchin, to sing on your duchin. V'Yisrael ma'amadchem. And Yisraelim, you should get up for your ma'amados. There were 24 ma'amados that families of Yidden would get together in Yerushalayim, and they had special Torah reading, right? The ma'amados that they were like representatives of all of Klai Yisrael to the Karban Tamid. Vaya kolo nishma b'sholosh parsos. His voice could be heard a distance of 3 parses from the Beis HaMikdash. 1 parse is 8,000 amos. It's a long way. 3 miles away. Or between 7 and 9 miles. Somewhere between 7 and 9 miles. Maise Bagrus HaMelech, a story once happened with King Agrippus, Shahayaba, Badar Vashama Kol B'Shalosh Parsos. He was walking on the way, far away, and he heard the Gvini's voice 3 Parsos away. Ukshibala Beis Shigalo Matanos. When he came home, he sent Gvini gifts because he did such a good job at vecking. V'af al pikein kongodu Meshubach Mimenu. Even though Gavini had such a powerful voice, the Kohen Gadol was even more praiseworthy. Amar Mar, Ukvar Omar Ona Hashem. When the Kohen Gadol would say the vidui of Ona Hashem, Venishma Kolo Biricho, They could hear him. He was screaming when he said, Ana Hashem. They could hear his voice in Yericho. From Jerusalem to Yericho was 10 parses. So the Kohen Gadol's voice traveled even further. Even though this was on a fast day, and Gavini's voice was on a regular day that he already ate breakfast. But the Kohen Gadol, this was on a fast day. Vahacha Yamama Vahasam Lelia. And the Gavini was screaming at night. It was still dark outside when the voice travels very, very well at night. And the Kohen Gadol was screaming during the daytime when the voice doesn't travel so strong. The Amar Rabbi Levi, as Rabbi Levi said, why can you not hear during the day as well as you hear during the night? Because of the sun. The sun cuts through the rakia, the heavens, the horizon, the firmament, like a carpenter cutting through wood. Vahai chirga diyoma loshme. And this chopping, the fact that he cuts the sun cutting through the rakia, is called nothingness. It's called nothingness. Vahainu dekarma Nebuchadnezzar, this is the meaning of that which Nebuchadnezzar said, V'chol dairei ara kilo chashivin. Everybody who lives on the earth are considered like nothingness. Because whatever the sun cuts through is called nothingness. Anyway, what you do see from this is that Gavine was a name of a human being. Gavine was the name of a human being. Now, let's do a little bit more. We're not going to get to the other Brysa. Maybe we will. Okay, let's do a little more. Now, this next Gemara, I spent a long time trying to figure out what this Gemara means. I read the whole Maharal's explanation of this Gemara. I read a lot of pages, and then I used Rav Hartman's Maharal. I don't have a very good explanation of it. I'll do my best in terms of explaining it. Somebody has a better pshat, please pipe up and just tell me the better pshat. Tana Rabbanan, Il Mole Gal Gal Chama. If not for the sound that the sun produces when it cuts through the rakia we just spoke about, Nishma Kol Amona Shel Romi, we would hear the sounds of all the thousands and thousands of people in the Roman marketplace. Vilmali Kol Amona Shel Romi, and if not for the sound of the Romans in the marketplace, Nishma Kol Gal Gal Chama, we would hear the sounds of the sun cutting through the rakia. Stop. What in the world does that mean? So I read the Maharal. The Maharal basically says that the reason why the Romans are compared to the sun, it's all about the rulership. That the sun is the ruler, is in charge of the sun means nature. Nature rules over the rakia, and the Romans also had that all-powerful. That's why we're still under the rulership of the fourth Malchus, which is the Romans, because just like the sun never stops shining, it never stops being the ruler, so too the Romans never stopped being over us. It's the Ein Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim Mikesarecha. The Gemara is trying to teach us that when you have two rulers like the sun and the Romans, they can't coexist. So that's why the Gemara is saying, if not for the sun, the Romans would totally take over. If not for the Romans, that nature would totally take over. The sun would take over. Something along those lines. That's the best I can get from the Maharal. Somebody has a better shot, look it up. Please let me know. Tana Rabbanan. A little more. Shalosh kolos holchin mi sofo olam vat sofo. There are three sounds that travel from one end of the world to the other. Pash is what this Gemara means. There are three influences. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to look up the Maharsha. The Maharsha is a different pshat than the Maharal, but maybe I'll look it up after. But there are three things whose influence can be felt the entire world. The Eluhain, Kol Gal Gal Chama, the sound of the ball of the sun. meaning the influence of the sun. V'kol Amon Ishal Romi, and the influence of Rome, the sound of the Roman crowds. V'kol Neshama B'Shah Shiyotze Min Aguf, and the krechts that the Neshama gives at the time when it leaves the body. V'yesh Omrim Af Leda, the sound of birth. V'yesh Omrim Af Ridaya, even the sound of the plower. This is the angel who's in charge of rain. But the rabbis asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get rid of the sound that the neshama leaving the guf and uvitlua. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they succeeded in being mevatel that. Now what's the other brisa? A little bit more. So that's the brisa that supports Gever. Where's the brisa that supports Rooster? We'll close with this. Tanya Kavasi the Rabbi Sheila. We also learned in a brisa in support of Rabbi Sheila. Hayotil Aderach Kodem Kriyas Agever, someone who goes out to travel alone at night before the rooster calls. We'll see in a minute. Damo Barosho, if he gets injured by the Shadim, by the demons that are out there in the middle of the night when you go to travel at night, it's your own fault. It's like you committed suicide. You killed yourself. Rabbi Yoshi Omer Ad Sheyishne, you have to wait until the second rooster call. Don't go at the first one. The third time. Tarnigol Amru. There you see the raya. What kind of rooster are we talking about? Tarnigol Beinoni. The average rooster call, which is neither specifically early or specifically late. It's the average one. Okay. Gentlemen, we will stop here. Tomorrow's daf, by the way. Tomorrow's daf. Whoa, 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 whoa. Fascinating daf. Tomorrow's daf is all going to be about the 10 things. The 10 miracles in Beis HaMikdash. Very, very beautiful Gemara tomorrow. The 10 miracles that have in Beis HaMikdash. Bez Hashem, tomorrow morning, Daf Yomi will be at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Everyone should have a good tevach and a wonderful night.